It's Taking the Lead with Ray Gustafson. WSJM.
8:12 on Taking the Lead. It's Thursday, March 14th, 2019, and it's time for the wow factor. And as we say good morning to St. Joe Today's Danielle Crevier. Good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Ray. Good.
Glad to have you here on this kind of a soggy morning. But
hey, it's warming up, though. I'm excited.
Yeah, it's already 56. Can you believe that?
Yeah.
Could get up middle 60s today. Be on the lookout. Some strong storms, though, possible this afternoon. But that's not going to put a damper on anything that's going on, because we got another busy weekend.
We do. We've got quite the lineup this weekend, especially starting tonight. We've got the Family Fun Night featuring the Night of the Leprechauns at the Silver Beach Carousel. That's from 4 to 8:30. You can enjoy dollar rides and just some fun themed carousel. Tonight at the Livery, we've got Fandom Fest Pint Night from 5 to 8. That is a give back for the Fandom Fest coming up on April 6th. Heading into this weekend, on Friday, we've got live music at the Livery on Friday and Saturday. We've got live music at the Vox Factory featuring their Unwrapped concert series starting at 7. The Ghostlight Theater is doing their final push campaign. So they're hosting a free champagne in the lobby of the Federal Building from 6 to 6:30. The YMCA of Southwest Michigan is having their Super Royal Ball at 5:30 on Friday evening. And in Fusco out in Sawyer, Michigan is going to have a Friday night concert series featuring Dalton and Garth from 4 to 6. So we're pretty excited about that. And then there's also the Art Hop, the Spring Art Hop that's happening on Friday night.
Yeah.
And then there's tons of things happening during and after. So make sure to check out their Facebook page for all the fun happenings for that as well. And then heading right into Saturday, we've got Recycled Percussion at the Mendel Center. So that looks like to be a very interesting show.
Recycled Percussion.
Yeah, I bet it's loud, but I think it'd be a lot of fun.
They're going to probably be banging on garbage cans.
Yes,
and
exactly.
Yeah, that sounds fun.
It is a lot of fun. And then we've got Krasl Art Center with the Build Your Way Around Town theme. They've actually got two Lego-based classes happening this weekend. Lego Stop Motion Animation Challenge and the Lego Space Station Challenge, which is a new one for them. I'm not sure that there are spaces. They're always limited and they go quickly, but double check and see if you can get in those. It's a lot of fun happening over at the Krasl. Even if you just go in and peek at what they're doing or just kind of check out the exhibits, it's a neat place to be as well.
Right.
And then heading with the St. Paddy's theme, we've got a St. Paddy's Day pub crawl with North Pier Brewing, North Shore Inn, the Livery, and the Chatterbox happening from 1 to 5 on Saturday. We've got a spring open house at Wolf's Marine for all your boating needs on Saturday from 9 to 5, because it's going to be that time soon.
Yeah.
And on Sunday again from noon to 5, we've got a kids' night out at the YMCA in the Niles Buchanan location on Saturday from 4 to 9, so make sure to sign up for that if you want a night out on the town. And the Curious Kids Museum is hosting their Super Saturday Sand Dollar from noon to 4. That's always a fun day that you can do a make and take craft at the Curious Kids Museum while you enjoy all their awesome exhibits while you're there as well. The Turquoise Top Hat is getting us ready for spring as well with their spring craft supply sale from 10 to 3. So you can stock up on all your wood planks. You've got some crafting supplies as well as paint, so you can make those fun little workshop pieces at home as well. And Sister Lakes Brewing is having their St. Paddy's Day party from 2 to 10. They're going to feature some live music from 3 to 5 and again from 6 to 9. I believe they'll have some corned beef hash and cabbage, yep, and some Reuben sandwiches, and green beer, I believe, as well. Yeah.
Very cool.
So that's kind of a staple for this weekend, right?
That's quite a list.
And then just a couple things happening on Sunday. We've got Sunday pub trivia at Round Barn Public House and Brewery, and the SMSO, the Southwest Michigan Symphony Orchestra, is hosting Amazing Amadeus. It's featuring the Chamber Orchestra from 4 to 6.
Wow.
Yeah, that's just
All right.
Snapshot.
That's quite a list. All right, well, thanks for coming in and bringing us up to... Oh, wait, we still have more?
Yes,
There's more?
I brought a guest.
You brought a guest. Who did you bring in today? He's a familiar face to me.
Yes, this is Simon Rusk from The Livery.
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's going on, Simon?
Well, not much.
Come on. There's a lot going on.
Yeah. No, actually, there is. There is a whole bunch going on. And Danielle mentioned a number of things that we're excited about here this weekend, but we do have an incredible month of entertainment and events lined up at the Livery. But
is that different from any other month, though? I mean, come on, you know?
Well, I mean, you probably not, but yeah. I mean, I do feel like we're really firing on all cylinders lately. We just have a ton of great entertainment, and more than just on Friday and Saturday nights. But because we are staring down the Art Hop, which is tomorrow night,
right?
I wanted to just talk briefly briefly about the entertainment we have planned for, you know, kind of like the official after party.
Sure.
And it's a band called Earth Radio, and they're a Michigan-based band.
I've heard of them.
And they do funk soul-style music. They just won a Jammy Award, meaning it's kind of a Michigan award for best up-and-coming artists. We're super excited to have them. We're also, you know, as we always do, we're tapping a firkin on Friday. We have a fantastic firkin of our McGilligan's IPA with...
You just like saying firkin. Come on.
Absolutely.
You know it.
I do. I really do. So it's a firkin of our flagship IPA, McGilligan's, with a tangerine edition. So that's going to be awesome. And then the following night on Saturday, we have Slim Gypsy Baggage, travels the Americana road. And they're going to be doing a whole bunch of fun, kind of classic, Americana music. And they've got a whole bunch of great guests, as Slim Gypsy always brings out. Make sure you get your tickets. They're $10 in advance, $15 at the door. The last time Slim Gypsy was in, we did sell out the pub. So make sure you plan ahead for that. And then also on Saturday, as you mentioned, the pub crawl, we're tapping another firkin, which is a pistachio pilsner, which should actually have a little bit of green color in it. It'll be really something.
I'm keeping track over here how many times he says firkin. So we're up to 16. No, I'm kidding.
And so we also have some special beer tappings. We tapped our Rusty Ale, which we always do here at the St. Patrick's Day event, which is an Irish red ale. It went on last night. It's tasting very good, nice and mild and very pleasant, hoppy, more malty than hoppy.
Sure.
Very, very, very tasty. And our kitchen manager, Becky, has put together a Reuben pizza. It is it's a fan favorite. I think we've brought it back a couple of times. You know, that corned beef has been stewing down in the kitchen for a couple of days now. So,
wow.
I'm pretty excited about
that. Smelling, I bet that's smelling really nice.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So, yeah, I mean, that is kind of like this weekend.
That's just this weekend.
Just
right.
This weekend. Yeah.
Crazy.
And there's, you know, there's a lot more to come after that. And I kind of wanted to mention quickly the Brandon DeJanes, our booking manager, has kind of curated this monthly event. It's going to be held on one Sunday every month and through August with an organization called Earthworks Music. And it is essentially a showcase for musicians here in Michigan. And we're partnering with local nonprofits and national nonprofits to help raise awareness and about a whole number of different issues in our area. It will be done in conjunction, obviously, with Earthworks Music. So we'll have two artists who work with Earthworks performing on our stage. And this month, it is the Sunday, March 24th.
Okay, so not this Sunday, but next Sunday.
Right. Exactly. And we have Mark Lavengood and Sam Corbin this time. And those events are a suggested donation event, but the show is at 7 o'clock. And like I said, this is really just the beginning of a Sunday, what we are calling this Earthwork Music Sunday Showcase. And we're really excited to be partnering with them. And we hope to be able to raise some awareness and some money, obviously, for a number of different charities, but also just give people an opportunity to come see some of the best up-and-coming musicians from Michigan. Mm-hmm. So we're really excited to host that and really excited to kick that off this next Sunday. So
wow. Yes, I mean, I say it every time, every week, right?
Mm-hmm.
Don't ever complain that there's nothing going on in Southwest Michigan here, because there's always a ton of things going on. How can we find out more information about everything, Danielle?
Sure, of course. You can always visit our website at stjuderday.com, follow us on social media, and also stop in the Welcome Center. We're located at 301 State Street in downtown St. Joe, right across from the Chocolate Cafe.
Awesome. Thank you so much, Danielle. Simon, thanks for coming in, bringing us up to date.
Yeah, awesome. Thanks so much for having
us.
That's your wow factor for this Thursday.